The amendment says that government subsidies may not be used to buy insurance plans that cover abortion. Nebraska Senator Ben Nelson sponsored it after a similar amendment passed the House and became part of the health care bill there. It's less likely to pass in the Senate, though. There are fewer anti-abortion Democrats there. Then again, to move forward with debate on the rest of the bill, Majority Leader Harry Reid needs 60 votes, including those of Nelson and other Democrats who oppose abortion. Nelson introduced the amendment on Monday, and the Senate is expected to vote on it on Tuesday.